Well, I am frankly relieved, and it is probably the best possible outcome in a very bad scenario all the way around.
Something you and I have talked about before, because we've done programs on KRWG Public Media about police misconduct. While this is one case with guilty verdicts on all counts, in terms of police misconduct, there are many, many cases. About 1,000 fatal police shootings are reported each year in the U.S., and only a tiny percentage, about 1 to 2%, result in murder or manslaughter charges. So this is stunning, and this is something that you and I have talked about in terms of accountability.
Well, and then the other thing to keep in mind, Fred, is that had it not been for a viral video that the entire world saw and was completely outraged by, if I recall correctly, they weren't even going to charge Chauvin in this case. So social media and technology has equalized policing to a certain extent, such that there is evidence now, which wasn't available before. It was basically our word against their word, and rarely was there ever any, even so much as an indictment, less long a conviction. So things have changed. Technology is, I always tell my students that technology is a great equalizer, and in this case, the technology was tremendously important, I believe.
Yeah. Speaking of technology, at krwg.org, your column is there for folks to read. It has been there for several days. Many people are reading about it, and you're talking about the larger issue of a concern about racial profiling that is alleged in terms of some stops of drivers, that we know that it is much more likely for people of color to be stopped. We just recently have heard of stories of people pulled over for having an air freshener on their rearview mirror, as one example. And you question the prevalence of police stops of drivers in light of this situation.
Well, I read just yesterday that this past year there were over 20 million traffic stops. And a lot of the time, the traffic stops, or the fines from traffic stops, are being used to subsidize departments, and the revenue, it's like a revenue stream, a cash cow, and usually it is people of color who are paying fines. They can't afford the fine, then there's a warrant, they can't pay the warrant, then they go to jail. The jails are full of people of color, and now COVID is also an issue in prisons, and so a traffic stop can be a death sentence in a whole number of different ways. And I think that's something that is really unsustainable. There are other cities who are looking at alternatives to traffic stops, alternative to police with badges and guns doing the traffic stops, and other ways to monitor traffic and make sure that it is, the streets are safe, of course. But it shouldn't necessarily be a police officer with a badge and a gun, and it shouldn't certainly not be for purposes of generating revenue and subsidizing police departments on the backs of people of color primarily and poor people in general.
Final question for you, Bobby, as we think about this issue and certainly the Floyd case, his death, and now the conviction of former police officer Derek Chauvin. It has brought to light so many abuses. It has started a dialogue, and in some cases it has even led to some legislation. But critics say, look, we're really just at the beginning here. What's your assessment?
Oh, I think it is just the beginning, and there is so there's a long way to go. And I don't think that this one conviction in this one case, with overwhelming evidence that was hard to deny and hard to dispute, I don't think this is going to be nirvana, if you will. I think we definitely need to take a close look at the structure of departments across the country, police departments and policing in general, and look at ways to maintain a civil society. But let's try to think outside the box, is what I suggested before, and look at what some of the other studies have shown. There's a study at Yale, I believe, and another study at Harvard, who are looking at ways to solve these issues without it being so disruptive to civil society.
Okay. Dr. Bobby Green, she is the president of the NAACP of Doniana County. Bobby, thank you so much for being with us.
Fred, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.